Hello.
Hi. How's everybody?
I'm okay. How about you?
That's good enough.
Yeah,
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 same.
yeah. We had a lovely Halloween here at my little village in Massachusetts. So that was really fun. If I haven't given you this little bit of my life, if you've ever read a Stephen King novel, that's my town.
Wow.
It's a little creepy, like old Massachusetts, like country town, and they love Halloween. So it's just full of people coming to visit, and yeah, so it was a good time.
I can add, I mean, Halloween in Germany is still a little bit competing with Saint Martin, which is Christian thing that is 10 days later, and I bought a huge bowl of sweets so that I have something if the children are ringing. No one shows up, so now we can see if we can keep the bowl of sweets until the next occasion, or we need to eat them all by ourselves, which would be terrible.
Oh, do you have an office you can maybe leave them in if
Of course, that's always the best way to put every extra food table
Yep.
in the office.
Truly. Truly.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you all.
Nice to
Yeah,
see you
Tom.
all. You.
We miss you.
I have been out for a week. And then I was at a conference for the week before. So I'm in the wonderful position of playing catch up. But I'm saying that early, so if I seem clueless, it's because I am.
Yeah, I think what we have not directly on our list is that finally, after 1 year of thinking, Kilto has signed an MOU.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it's still on my list to send the invitation email. Simeon had sent me back the signed one, so that is what I need to do still.
I'm looking.
Was trying to celebrate Kilto, but I had my camera off, so you didn't see me doing this.
It was a bit of a long-running project, I have to say.
Nice. I see that now in the in
And
my.
they are contributing people. So I think the interesting part for them would be to point them to the resource, to the RMS group, I think, so that they are can start working for the
And it would
community.
be nice, Tom, to get them on the next CC agenda and invite them. That's.
Yeah. And so that is in work in progress, and I think it's uncritical. The other thing is the University of Missouri, which is done. And somehow they landed on the invitation for the community council, which was canceled, and no one told them.
Oh no.
So they showed up, and
Oh
you have you on your in your email folder is an email with that irritation. So maybe
I will write to them. I was out, Paul was out. Then Paul was maybe gonna find someone. I was gonna try to find Sean. He was out, and we ended up with zero people, which I thought Paul had canceled it, but they're not on the call or they're not in the Slack, so
I think
that's.
it was by mistake just canceled in the closed channel, so they couldn't see it. Can happen. I just think it
Yeah,
would be a
that's
good
fine.
idea to really write to them very friendly. And
That's too bad.
then the Mobius Consortia is settled, so that is from my perspective at the moment. For formalities, we are good. I don't know, Kat, if do they all pay? I mean, That's where my knowledge ends after filing the MOU.
So most have paid here. I'm opening up where we're at on my spreadsheets. Oh, invoice tracking. So the project is 75% funded overall with our membership dues. We still I need to connect with some folks that are still outstanding and follow up on some questions that some of them have. When it comes to new members, let's see here. University of Missouri, I need to follow up with because they have not paid. However, Mobius has paid. They're fine. University of Notre Dame has paid that check. I think I'm working on with Scott at OLF. I think it got tangled in some paperwork at his office. And those are the tabs that I have for paying new members at this time.
And does it make sense to address those who have, or is it in the interest of community council or the community to follow up those with an MOU that are contributing human resources? Because I think no one ever asked if there are people around working. I tried it once and I was not very successful, to be clear. Just let me look it up. I'm looking for my famous sheet. Just a second, please.
Are you,
There
and sorry if I'm jumping in the middle of something without context, but Kirsten, are you asking if we should follow up with an additional MOU or if we should follow up on the MOU that they have in place and make sure that people are actually doing what they said they would do?
At least, maybe I would frame it a little bit more diplomatic. Yes, of course, it would be good if they would do something, but maybe it is we can frame it in a way that their contribution is recognized and seen. That's how I always ask them. And so we do have EPAM, for example, is contributing. I wouldn't question their engagement because I mean, we simply, yeah, we know that EPAM is developing things for paid by EBSCO or not, no one can. Then we do have Grand Valley State, and I really tried hard to go after them. My last email is from August this year. I never got a reply, but yeah,
Okay.
I don't know if anybody knows about them. Silence? Has
Yeah.
any?
No.
And is it important for us? Is it important or is it? I got a reply from MOL from Poland. They sent me detailed engagement. The question is, how can we make them more, yeah, that they are seen with their engagement in the community? Do I don't know if this is a topic for the community council. But they really sent me a lot. And then Kilto is new, so we need to direct this new contribution to a suitable address. And I think so, there are not a lot. That's it. We don't have more. So the only really open thing is Grand Valley State, and question is, do we put energy in that?
These in-kind contributions are calculated as part of their membership.
Yes, they have a membership based on a contribution level, which means 20 hours a week with one FTE. And this person is maybe somewhere in the development teams somewhere, but I don't have any news about that.
Yeah. And really, those are the only institutions that are doing that. I thought that TAMU was doing that, and I thought you were about to call me out.
No, there are institutions who are additionally, they
Okay.
pay their membership fees and are additionally contributing, but we
Okay.
don't, that's maybe a critical question, should we follow those engagement up?
Yeah.
But that is more for the chairs. I mean, GBV is giving in a part-time developer as well. Or something like that. And I think others do this additionally as well. It's not recorded anywhere. I tried it years ago and I was failing. It was impossible to follow up.
I have opinions about it, but I feel like that's more of a Paul and Tom question since it feels like a community council thing to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is famously hard to track and hold people accountable, but if the emphasis is on celebrating and making visible the contributions, that's a great thing. And it probably is worth highlighting by the EPAM and Mall and doing another outreach to Grand Valley State.
But maybe it would be better if you, Tom, are doing it.
Be happy if from the US, that would be I'd be happy to for Grand Valley State, though I have no idea. I don't
Oh,
believe I know anyone there.
I have an address here and I can look it up for you what I sent them
Yeah, that
last
would be
week.
if you want to forward a
Yeah, but I
thingy.
think it's, I mean, we don't want to, I mean, it's not. I mean, of course, it's in a way about control because they are named as a member, and if they don't do anything, they can't be a member. But that's maybe not our main, if it's just one institution, it's maybe not our main target, right?
It does seem like I mean, this is like long-term goals, and I think there's probably more pressing things to like figure out, but it does seem like it's more of a systemic issue, just across the board. The fact that we are engaging with institutions in MOUs based on in-kind contributions, and there are efforts in place like with community-driven development and stuff that are attempting to like kind of point those in-kind contributions at real work. It would be good to know that, have mechanisms in place to ensure that the work that people say they're going to do is actually getting done. But it can get real awkward real fast.
I think that's why the celebration approach is the good one.
Yeah. Tom, I'm forwarding you my question to Melanie Schell. It's from August and I didn't receive a reply.
Maybe Melanie was on vacation, as many people were in August.
Yeah. But I tried that before several times again, so that was just my last try from the regular asking.
Yeah.
Three, 10, 4.
Okay, good.
That's from the more formal topics.
Oh, I just got an email from Kirsten. I have the report from the OLF executive team, which just met. We're looking for future conference venues. So next year we'll be in Prague, but the year after that, keeping to the pattern, we would likely come back to North America. Given the political situation and the in-person attendance in Kansas City, the feeling on the board is we should go to Canada for 2027, and which is Typically, we've relied heavily on folio institutions. There are no major folio institutions that we're aware of in Canada. So if anyone has a contact or a good network that might be folio curious or maybe is a user of one of the a heavy user of one of the other OLF projects, this would be a really good thing to begin to spread out the tentacles or the feelers and see if we can find someone who might be willing to host. It's also not too early to think about 2028 venues if there are particular locales that might be advantageous for from a folio perspective.
I don't have anything by way of contacts or, any hot tips or anything, but I do know that we have done a folio meeting prior to it being WolfCon. We had a pretty large one in Montreal that went really well. So,
I
do you
would.
know who hosted, Jeremy?
that was back when it was like just EBSCO and Index Data kind of hosting each time. And it was at, I think we, all of our meetings took place in the context of whatever hotel we were at, which off the, I mean, this was like 2018 or something like that.
You could reach out to Lynn Bailey, Tom.
Yeah, she would know a lot.
She was the one who organized. I heard a lot about this famous events they did in the free time. I would love to do this as well.
Yeah,
And
it was pretty fun.
yeah, oh, you've been there. Lucky you.
Yeah.
And Tom, if you need someone to address about further research, might be worth contacting Dennis Bridges. He is in Canada and he was with a now EBSCO company, but he was as an independent company, and I think he has a very good overview.
Great.
You know Dennis?
Nope.
Yes. Dennis Bridges?
I
He's
don't.
on track. He's one of the POs at EBSCO for acquisitions.
And consortia, isn't he?
Yeah, consortia as well.
He's very well connected.
Great. Is Lynn Canadian?
Just
No,
or I think she's in Massachusetts.
it's practically Canada, from my perspective.
he's head of Index Data, so
Yeah. Index is super international, so.
Massachusetts doesn't even border Canada. My state does.
we're over there, okay?
If we're taking tips for Canada, here's a place in Alberta. Never been, but it looks pretty awesome.
Is Montreal the French part or the English speaking part?
I heard a lot of French while I was there, so.
Yeah, there's many people who speak French in Montreal, but you can't get by with English. So, and you will get by better than I will with English. They're much more forgiving to non-English speakers. Speaking English.
We can try in French. Try.
We
Really just try. Tom, I think I can't speak for the German community, but I think it will be much appreciated, the idea to go to Canada. Very much.
So if it's the 51st state by then, you may have to
Yeah, then we need then you're all welcome to Göttingen. We
reassess.
have two new hotels here now, so no problem.
Göttingen is a lovely place to have an event,
You
actually.
know.
Nice small town, pretty easy to get to from Frankfurt, which everyone can fly to.
And cheap in comparison to a lot of other
Yeah.
locations. And not so many distractions from work. So, Anything more we have for the officers to talk about?
There was a topic I wanted to bring up to the chairs, but the officers might know something about this. Something that's come up a lot in the product council recently is the desire to see some sort of periodic digest or newsletter or something that at the very least kind of summarizes at regular intervals what's been going on in the three councils. But we've heard reports that such things have existed in the past. I guess EBSCO has some sort of publication that they put out. So are we reinventing the wheel? Is there already a newsletter, or does anyone know anything about that?
I do, but maybe others want to go first.
I mean, we are a EBSCO hosted folio house, and I don't receive a newsletter. It may be that there's been one in the past that I'm forgetting. I mean, it does sound like a good idea, and I wonder if there's an opportunity with the quarterly member the quarterly membership meetings that we have to derive something that maybe would be even more easily digestible than a set of slides, right? As that would be a natural place where content could be, you know, is already being aggregated anyways by the three councils, to then have it then distilled for folks who can't make that meeting.
Yeah, I totally agree to Kat that right now nothing is produced.
Okay.
But we had in the past a quarterly review. I think it was done by the product council, and it was asked by all council liaisons to give a summary of what happened in the last 3 months written. The PC chair did that as well. So you had every 3 months a summary of what happened in all three councils. And that was sent out via email list, I think.
Okay.
And at that point, we had a community outreach SIG, which was mainly driven by EBSCO, but had a handful at least of others in it. And that group died sadly apart and was one of those countless attempts to do something like outreach, membership, maintenance, and all the other attempts we already had in the past. They all died out because no one had the time.
In preparation for this, we've adapted the template for our meeting notes to have a section at the top for highlights for a newsletter. Our goal being that at the close of every meeting, or as we're planning out a meeting, with that we hoist up specific things that we feel like were kind of thematic for what's going on in the product council. And so I suppose my question is to technical council and community council, if an approach like that, I mean, I guess I have two questions. One is, does this seem like a good idea, like a good place for us to put our effort? And two, would some approach like that be acceptable for the councils to kind of, you know, attempt to set aside some information with each meeting that could be collected together for some sort of newsletter?
It's from my perspective, this is definitely a good idea. This is one of the things that the folio community lacks and should be pretty easy to pull together. It's much easier than figuring out hosting, for example, or hosting, you know, in-kind contributions to AWS. I think the exact mechanism, from my perspective, I've seen brief updates on what PC is doing with the structured meeting notes in Confluence. I don't know if that's the right mechanism or if that's a feeder into something else, but I think we should be producing this. And I think we should be thoughtful about how we structure this. Maybe this is a good opportunity for a committee or people who are not co-chairs to do this, because it's small, it can be focused and carved out. Perhaps.
I can confirm it worked quite well when the liaisons of the councils. I don't know. Do you still have liaisons on the councils?
We do. Alexis is a liaison to the community council, and Todd is a liaison to the technical council.
And vice versa?
And we do have representatives from the other councils.
The TC has
periodically.
PC and CC liaisons. The TC.
So
yeah, I think there's
on their liaisons. Shoulders. It really worked fine when it was on the liaisons, and it's a task for the liaisons to keep information flowing.
I like that. I especially like it because people have already volunteered to be liaisons, so now is the time to start changing the workload.
So I guess I put in this chat the notion of are we still doing the community updates? I have to say, I am skeptical about the community's ability to maintain a newsletter on any reasonable cadence.
Yes, that's why I said that with the liaisons. It doesn't work in the past. And I think the update died a little bit as well. And while we are talking about that, Tom, is there still an OLF roundtable taking place? Or an OLF board meeting? I today I had a contact with Torsten and he said he haven't heard anything.
There will be, yes, there is a quarterly meeting, though the October one October? The September one, the fall one did not happen because it coincided with WolfCon, but then not everyone was there, so there was not a quorum. And there will continue to be board meetings. We have not had roundtable meetings, though I think since September there have been enough topics that one is merited. And we usually do a debrief, which Jesse has now completed. Jesse and Jennifer Eustace have completed a debrief on what happened at WolfCon. And that will also be another opportunity to cast about for future hosts. There is some overlap with the chairs, and officers, because I think one of the areas where we also could be doing a better job on communication is to potential members, including people who are hosted by a service provider, such as EBSCO or Index Data or MOL, but aren't necessarily have a direct contact. And we've been trying, apparently there's no possible way that like five people can meet for 2 months. But Boaz and Kirsten, Paul, and I are trying to find a time to meet to talk through what this different membership group might be doing in alignment with what CC might be doing.
Yes. Tom, while you are sitting here, you are the last one to confirm. December 18th.
Are you serious? Almost certainly I can make myself available on December 18th.
I'm inviting you today.
Yeah. Everyone else will.
I will show up with my head under my arm if it's necessary. It's my last day working in this year. And yeah. I'm not amused.
People tend to disappear. The office participation is somewhat attenuated by that time of the year. At least at Stanford.
Yep.
Okay. Good. So I'm not sure, but you are continue to meet. So I, as an officer, would leave you now. Say goodbye.
Yep.
See you later. And I hope, I can leave the meeting without closing it for everyone. That's good. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'll see you later as well then. Have a Thank good you. One.
Have a good one.
Oh, we lost a llama day.
Oh. I don't think we actually, this was an irregular meeting because the officers.
I think so too.
Yeah, I don't, but I'm looking for our normal meeting and I don't see it in November.
Oh, I have one on my calendar, but I maybe just made one.
Because Caitlin, we moved this one up a month, I think.
When?
Or we moved this one up like a week, or maybe this was the October one. I don't know.
I mean, if you guys have 5 minutes, I have a quick question I want to ask.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And it would be good if Alameda was here, but I have talked to Jen about this a little bit, so I do have some feedback from the TC on this. But so one of the things that came out of WolfCon were a couple different initiatives related to the community directed development stuff. So for instance, for the PC, we were wanting to try to get some version of the DIP process up and running. I've heard from the technical council that they are endeavoring to explore, kind of as an exercise, the identification of core modules to kind of support the idea of classifying modules. And I know that there is some stuff going on in the CC, like look at AWS hosting costs. And I suppose you guys are still engaging in trying to get the pass-through funding up and running. Maybe I don't know
We
what's going on
are.
with that.
Yeah,
It
there's.
seems like there are efforts in all three councils that are kind of touching on things related to community directed development. And I suppose my question is, I know we have a subgroup up and running in the PC. I know there's a subgroup up and running in the TC to focus on these things. And I was wondering if there was anything in the CC specifically for the purpose of community directed development, and if that were the case, if y'all would be interested in maybe doing a monthly meeting for all of the subgroups within the three councils to kind of make sure we're coordinating efforts across the three councils on community directed development.
I love the idea. I'm thinking maybe we should talk about in the next CC meeting about that.
Our subgroup in the PC is meeting
Maybe.
weekly, and we kind of felt like meeting weekly with the TC and the CC felt excessive. But maybe something more like a monthly, like maybe the first meeting of the month, the subgroups from the three councils could kind of meet together, and then the remaining weeks, they kind of work on more council related issues. But I don't know. That was the first idea that came out, but I'm just trying to start the conversation on that.
So we did. I think the idea of coordination and contact is a really good one. In Zoom chat, I put a link to the CC notes from December 13th. I'm sorry, October 13th, and we did do a debrief on all of the action items that came out of WolfCon,
Yeah.
which may or may not be all the things that you've mentioned, Jeremy, but are most of them are related to community, different models and sustainability in some ways. So there's some, I see two for PC, one or two for CC, one or two for TC, and then some individual groups that were kind of trans council. And the conclusion that we had, and I think you were driving for this, but the conclusion we had is each group or each effort should be ready to report on progress at the next quarterly tri-council meeting. So all of that is to say, if there is, I think some of these things benefit well from structured exchange and feedback or visibility along the way, but we probably don't want to try to get everyone who's working on everything together because that might be too diffuse. So if there's specific points of exchange, that would be a good thing.
Off the top of my head, I mean it, yeah. It is good to know and make sure that these things are like kind of co coordinating across the councils. But yeah, I mean too often, this is what we were experiencing. We were meeting pretty regularly across as a tri-council group, which was working well initially, but then the work started getting more siloed into the councils. And yeah, it's exactly as you mentioned. Like there was kind of diminishing returns on all of us meeting together. So now we kind of feel like we're all moving on our own paths, which I think is good, but I guess there's a kind of a growing concern that not checking in with each other at all might have its own pitfalls. So something kind of in between seemed like a good idea.
Would it make sense to have a co-chair or a chairs meeting in November and try to do like here is the current status of different things? So not the full working groups, but
Yeah.
just the co-chairs and just surface points of where there may be drift or need for additional communication and transparency.
So the co-chairs of the councils or the chairs of the working groups?
I
Like a
would have
meeting.
said of the councils, but if you think the working group, or I guess we don't need to be specific, but whoever the right people are.
Yeah. I like that idea. Either way, I think could work. I mean, in my case, I happen to chair the group and be I'm convening the PC subgroup, and I'm a co-chair, but that might not, of course, be the case in every instance. I don't know who's driving the effort in the technical council. But I like that idea. I mean, if the chairs want to get together for the purpose of seeing how this is going, and if we need to invite a convener of the subgroup into that meeting just for information purposes, that seems like it could work.
We are supposed to be having another Folio Chairs meeting on, let's see, the second Monday. According to, I'm looking at the series that Caitlin started. It looks like second Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m., which would be next week, but it's not on my calendar.
It's not on mine either. That would be the 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open to meeting on the 10th about this if that's what y'all want to do.
It sounds like that would, I'm not against it. We haven't met yet today, Jeremy, but I just got back from 2 weeks of vacation,
Sure.
and I don't know what's going on. So I think a meeting to get reoriented and synced up would not be a bad thing.
All right. If y'all are open to it, I don't mind sending an invite out to that for the 10th, and I'll send an accompanying email or write something up in the invite to contextualize it for Alameda and Jen, just so they know what's going on.
It's okay with me. Paul, what do you think?
I would appreciate it. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, that's all I
So,
had.
and that's, I just want to confirm that's going to be next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Paul?
We had a time shift, so it's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would work. Would work.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
Great. Have a nice one.
Okay, great. Good to see you both.
Great.
Bye.
Say bye.